It's Monday, October the 12th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world.
Damn you, T-Mobile.
Say hello to the T-Mobile sidekick, everybody.
That's crazy.
And happy Thanksgiving to all our fellow Canadian listeners out there.
To all.
Like us.
To everybody in the club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hope you all have a wonderful time eating and celebrating with your loved ones.
Who are we kidding? No, we don't. Nah, dog.
You're right. You speak for all of us. That's right. We don't care.
As a unit.
We don't care at all.
As a G unit.
Uh-huh. This week we got a review for you.
Me?
We got a review. What are we talking about? What's me?
Oh, sorry. You mean today.
It wasn't speaking directly at you.
Yeah I was like,
yeah,
man.
What are you talking about?
Why do I get the...
No. Fall Anime is here, and the one we're going to talk to you about this week is Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Which probably is the coolest name for a Gundam show since, I don't know, Double Zeta?
Double Zeta is a pretty cool name.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
It's way cooler than just Zeta.
What was the last coolest Gundam?
Zeta.
G Gundam, yeah, hell yeah. That's it.
I think the last coolest Gundam name? I don't know. I really liked Age. As a name,
Gundam
as
Age.
A title.
H, yeah, okay.
H. I liked Double O. I liked X.
Yeah, you would. So what is that?
Is it X or is it Cross?
No, it's X. Okay. Wow.
It's X.
Whoa.
All right.
And his upgrade is Double X.
Back down, man.
Does he erase the Triple X?
No.
So that thing you posted a bunch of, like, series. Like, is that just, like,
What are you talking about?
You had, like, this picture and it had Zeta.
Oh, okay. That's part of my pick of the week. Don't worry. I'll talk about all that stuff. All
right, cool.
Yeah, don't worry. But cool. No, it's not about new series or anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. Iron Blood Orphans. Yeah, it's a pretty cool name. I think the thing, if we're going to discuss name things, it's just a bit on the too long side to be considered cool.
It's, like, bordering on the line of pretentious. For me, at least.
I think its length, I wouldn't go that far, but okay, sure. But Blavin seems to like it.
I love it. I just, when I watched it with my brother, he was also floored by it. We thought it was sick.
The name or the whole
thing? Yeah, we were talking about the title.
We were talking about the name.
Yeah, he's talking about the title, and he's like, wow, this is, the show is
He heard the title, and then he fell on the floor, and he's like, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, it's actually, they're all orphans. And he's like, you know what else had iron in his name? Full Metal Alchemist.
You slapped your brother in the face.
Yeah. You know my brother?
Yeah, I know your brother.
All right, Blaze Tails.
He bought a hug pillow now.
Oh, did he? A body pillow?
And guess who played for it on their visa? Moi.
Why?
So my visa, look, it says that I bought a body pillow.
It doesn't have that thing where it's like, oh, we won't let other people know you bought this.
Now I know body pillows are expensive.
They are. It was $30.
Okay. Yeah. What's the character?
It was Miku. From Danganronpa.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Surprising.
I thought it'd be a Miku.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like super moe.
Yeah, me too. That's
it'd be like
thought.
Something from A-Channel.
But, you know, I sat him down and I'm like... I sat him down and I'm like, Blaze, I didn't raise you like this. I showed you cool robots. I showed you, like, you know, manly stuff. What happened? He's like... The internets. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, whatever, man. The Moe life. He didn't choose the Moe life. The Moe life chose him.
It's okay. He graduated high school, right?
Yes.
So he doesn't have to worry about the peer pressure of...
No, he didn't worry about it at all. Derek.
Don't care.
Yeah, but now he doesn't have to hide it.
Yeah, but he has no... He didn't even have long hair, so it's not even the long hair don't care. Just didn't care.
Does he still have his like, half a beard going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, he hasn't gotten rid of that yet?
No.
That's a shame.
Anyway, back to the issue at hand.
Iron Blood Orphans.
Yo.
Well, you already hinted it. You seem to love the show.
I like it a lot. Okay. But also, man, this is like Gundam 101. Name dropping for days. They just drop organizations. They drop, you know, people's names. And then everybody just like, oh, it's crazy. Like, there's just so many names.
Yeah.
None of them are explained at all.
Yeah.
But so what I get from this is that the people wanted to kill the chick in this show. Is that the goal?
Yeah, so we only watched episode one.
Yeah,
like,
but
as of this
is that why they attacked the base to get the girl?
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
Like, it's a mystery. It seemed like it had something to do with, like,
I feel
the
like we
Ahab
should have known
thing.
What it was about.
Oh, I thought it was the loot.
Was it?
I don't think it's the loot.
Because, like, when the guy's like, oh, the password had something to do with a female and a dog, and then it clicked in his head, he's like, oh, there's something here. That's what I thought. It was. Like, they're holding something, like, very small.
I thought it's because the chick in the show, the Bernstein chick, she's supposed to be the mediator between Earth and Mars.
Mm.
And if they kill her or whatever, they will... Because remember that guy said he set up his own daughter?
Mm-hmm.
And he killed her, the tensions will, like, break down, and then stuff will happen, and stuff that they want to happen will happen if a mediator gets killed like that, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's the most political thought I think I thought.
I don't know. I was divided between the loot, like Vince said, the girl, like yeah, you
but
said.
The thing was that like the people attacking them were the people, the peacekeeper people, or the people who are supposed to be like monitors
of chilling
Mars.
In space.
Yeah. So like, why would they care about the loot kind of thing, yeah. right?
Or they I thought maybe it was the Gundam.
And they already said that Mars was tapped out of his resources, so there's no reason for them to to get to the loot. And the Gundam too, I think what I read in the story things that it's an old model already. So like their stuff is better than it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
this little discussion we've had here just proves that this is still a Gundam show.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
No one quite knows what's happening. Going on.
But we knew no kids get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, which also like so I've been reading Gundam the Origin, but anytime any like just personnel get killed, it's always like bang, and the next panel is just like, oh, they're lying on the floor. Yeah. Right? They never really show anybody just get straight shot. And then this one just like, oh hey, 10 minutes in, pop, pop.
Yeah.
And just like kill two children. I'm like, whoa, this three children. This
one guy through the scope.
Oh yeah.
Headshot.
It's kinda rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you like the show, Levin?
Yeah, they're all jacked. All the dudes are jacked. What I like about this is that the main characters aren't whiny. They're children soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bred to be that way, and they act as such. So they do whine that they're losing, obviously, but I mean, it could have been worse. They could have cried, but none of them cried.
Mm.
Yeah.
Also, their leader has cool hair.
Yeah, he has raven hair.
He could cut someone with this, yeah. this hair.
I just don't know how, in such a, you know, they all seem so poor. How does he get all the product to, you know? That's where all the funds are going.
It's motor oil, man.
Motor oil. Oh, God. Blurred. Yeah.
Can't afford to shower.
But yeah, the whole premise of the show is that these guys are on Mars, and they're part of like this militia group, and they're the lowest ranking one, like lowest ranking group, the third group. And basically it's Mikazuki, August, which is like he's the pilot.
Yeah.
And then Orga is their leader. Biscuit's like their engineer. And basically they're just abandoned child soldiers. Then there's a girl named Marie Bernstein, mm-hmm. and she wants to learn about people on Mars and their plight. So he goes over there and wants to have the third group people to show her around so that she can, you know, understand their plight.
Yeah.
But then when she's there, this group called Galahorn, which is supposed to like mediate and like look at, or sorry, like,
make sure nothing goes too crazy.
Yeah, in Mars, yeah. I guess. They're just supposed to observe Mars. They attack them. And we think it's because they want to kill Marie so that, you know, the tensions break down. Because there were some scenes about, like, protesting, be like, independence from Earth or something like that. Independence from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those people, like, protesting and stuff.
Which is, like, the Gundam staple. Yeah. Of, like, stop controlling us. We don't live on your planet.
Yeah, exactly. And, and then they attack. The third forces are vastly outgunned by mobile suits. And then the Gundam, which is their, you know, actually their power generator for the whole, like, the whole place,
mm-hmm.
they unhook him and let him free. And he glaives someone.
That's pretty cool that they use the Gundam as a power generator.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I really like that idea. Yeah. So, yeah. It was, I liked it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, can those sentiments, Anthony?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Like, how they set up this show... and what I've been told about the show, I'm excited to see it go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because if what Blavin said to me is like is gonna happen soon, I'm gonna be hooked real fast. Which is the Gundam will defeat other Gundams and then take parts from them and just bolt them on and then become this like super custom force of destruction. And I'm kind of excited to see what kind of customizations and stuff happen there. So far. It is, like, the first episode of Gundam show, so they did, even though they dropped all the names,
mm-hmm.
and what, like, all the different federations and stuff, I don't really know their full impact on the story yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm sure that'll obviously get fleshed out later, in later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, so coming off of Gundam the Origin, like those books, like I'm kind of itching for more Gundam. And I think this is going to I think it's going to fill that hole.
Wow.
Cool. It's, yeah, man. Also, his Gundam looks really cool. I like, it's very angular.
The Barbatos?
Yeah. It's good. It's with that weird, like, he's got that jasmine waist thing going on.
You know what?
He has no waist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called the Gundam.
The jasmine waist.
Barbados.
Barbados.
But yeah, it's really cool. I like this show a lot. Other than that, I want one of those engineering jackets. Those like those jackets that the main guys were using.
That's not an engineering jacket.
Or what is it? It's like a workman's jacket.
It's just standard military.
Military jacket. Yeah, I want
an olive green army jacket is what
you're
telling me.
Yeah, I want an olive green army jacket.
Okay.
With some like buckles hanging off it.
Okay. Just go shop in the Tetsuya Nomura
store. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you'll find one.
More belts, more buckles.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find one.
Plus fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think my opinion's skewed on this one. Just because... yeah, everything you guys said, I pretty much agree with. It's a fine premiere. But I've watched so much garbage so far that at this point, I'm a little more lenient on anything that's remotely positive.
Okay.
So...
Wait, what? What are you talking about? Oh, you've
been... trying out this new thing called look at a title and watch it.
Oh, God.
And not do any prerequisite research.
God, so like... That must like crush you.
Oh yeah, I've stumbled across a lot of garbage. So anything that's remotely interesting seems a lot better than it probably is.
Okay.
The other thing too is I wish we talked about this show after three episodes, because the first one is standard generic Gundam stuff. It's heavy on the exposition.
There's some fights.
Yeah, and you don't really know. And I mean, the kids, I'm sure they will turn out whiny. I have no doubt in my mind.
We can totally do that. Yeah. 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. I don't know if I want... I think at this point it's better if we just return at the end.
Okay.
Or halfway through, like the midpoint. Because, yeah, it feels like every premiere to every Gundam show I've seen. Like, oh, you get drawn in by, like, the flashy... Because first episodes of every series always have a bigger budget behind them. And the first episode always looks cool. And that's exactly what this episode did.
And they're, like, going to different places. They're going from Mars to space to kind of Earth.
Yeah, it's designed to draw you in and then hopefully hook you. And this did it. But I do wish we just had a little more behind it. Because I don't really know what's going on. I mean, it's... I can understand it far more than what's the last one. Reconquista in G.
Was that any good?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Rough. I didn't even heard of this show.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you
did. Someone that looks like a Kamen Rider.
I don't.
He has like big buggy eyes.
Yeah, you heard.
I probably heard of it, but
yeah, you even watched it.
Did I?
Yeah, it's the one with the old school style animation.
Yeah.
It's not ringing a bell.
Like you're the worst. Yeah. Dude, when we show you, you're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, you watched it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Now ringing a bell.
Yeah. Blavin's gonna look for a picture and you'd be like, oh, that one.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, but no. Otherwise, well, I'll probably watch all of it just because.
Just because it's Gundam?
You like the Double O, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like this is going to be like another Double O.
I hope it's darker than Double O.
Everything was pretty dark, bro.
Was it? I don't know.
We watched it.
Got nothing.
You're the worst. You're just trying not.
No, for real.
It's the one that even I said, the guy looks like a...
I've seen this model kit a lot.
Yeah, and it's the one where the ending is them all dancing. Like
all dancing, yeah.
Like doing high kicks and river dancing at the end.
This honestly isn't even... Maybe if I watch the episode.
I mean, I remember you didn't like it.
Yeah. Huh?
You didn't like it.
I didn't?
No.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's it. But no, Iron Blooded Orphans, yeah. I'll stick with it, if anything, just because so far, I've side note to my anime adventures for the fall, there's a lot of trash out there.
There is.
And I don't think I really have anything on my list that I'm going to keep up with.
What?
Yeah.
One Punch Man.
I mean, I'll watch that, but okay. I'm not excited to watch it.
Oh, fine.
Like, I'm more excited for this than One Punch Man.
Okay.
But
this show is delicious.
Yeah, but no, like, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. I think it's good. I think it's worth a watch.
Holla!
And plus, you need to keep updated on your Gundam if you want to please all your Gundam fans.
Oh.
So.
Those guys. Yeah.
How else are you going to build model kits and not know? and then not know what's going on behind it.
Just not gonna buy the mom kits.
No, you gotta. They demand it. The fans demand it, Vince.
Yeah, I suppose they do. Oh well. But cool, that's it. Anything else you guys want to say on this?
Nah, dog. Show sick.
It's up on Crunchyroll.
It is up on Crunchyroll
if you want to watch it. Oh, God, here we go. Okay.
It's up on Crunchyroll. What's up? What? Isn't this on Crunchyroll?
Are we still?
Are you talking bad about Crunchyroll? Our Lord and Savior?
Yeah, I don't know where you watched it, Blaven. I watched it on Crunchyroll.
Oh, my God.
Enough. Crunchyroll.com.
Oh, God.
You want to move into our picks of the week?
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start off because Blaven already hinted one of mine. Basically, I'm going to do the roundup from New York Comic Con, the big announcements.
What did I say?
The thing I posted.
Oh, that wasn't
Comic Con. It's been like 10 minutes. You already forgot? Your memory's worse than Anthony's.
Yeah, but I didn't know that was Comic Con. I thought that was in Le Nihon.
No, they announced it at Comic Con because it's a specifically North American announcement.
Okay.
You know anything about that?
Hot. Tell me. So the first thing is, Bandai of America have announced which Gundam series is going to be the next in line to get Western releases, like full-on Western.
Like Blu-ray?
Yeah, yeah. Like cool. You won't have to import it, they'll be here. They were like Zeta, Double Zeta, X, I think was one of them.
Okay.
X and maybe Victory?
G?
I couldn't remember. No,
oh,
no.
Oh, God, Victory?
Yeah, it was X and Victory.
Baby.
So, okay, because the first ones were obviously original Mobile Suit okay. And then Zeta. So the next lineup is going to be Double Zeta, X Victory, Build Fighters Season 1, and Build Fighters Season 2.
Are those separate releases? Yes. Or are they just going to put both in one?
No, they're separate. Okay. Because they're two different series, actually.
All right.
Because it's Build Fighters and Build Fighters Try. And this excites me greatly, because I will buy the Build Fighters ones, and I will ignore everything else.
What if they come with a kit? You need that special limited edition version.
Sure. Well, the Japan ones do. They come with the
do they?
They come with the clear versions.
Cool.
Of the build burning. But yeah, no, it was interesting because a lot of obviously all the hardcore Gundam fans are like in outrage.
Why?
Because we don't have G or Wing released in North
America. I don't know if G will ever get released.
Yeah, maybe but Wing. But those are the big ones for most fans here. Like those are the ones for everyone who grew up in
G's the 90s. So racist. They can't release that here.
Only the American dub is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Only the American dub.
Tequila Gundam was
Tequila
pretty much.
Gundam.
Yeah, but it's not as obvious in the original.
Yeah, all right, you got me there.
Right. Hey, like the English dub pushes it over the edge.
Yeah.
In terms of racism, but
oh boy, does it ever.
Hey yeah. You, Japanese yeah, guy.
No. I'm excited. So it sounds good. Keeping up with more anime announcements, there has been announced a Tiger and Bunny live-action movie.
This is in Comic-Con?
Yeah.
What?
Live-action? Man, this like, thing looks sick.
American live-action? Or
from Japanese? Hollywood.
Whoa.
Oh, Hollywood desu.
Weird.
Directed by...
Oh, wait,
Guillermo
wait.
Del Toro.
M. Night Shyamalan.
No.
In the end, they all die.
No. Do you guys have any other guesses?
Stephen King. I don't know. Who are you?
It is from Ron Howard.
What has he done?
Apollo 13.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
Beautiful Mind.
I haven't seen that.
He did Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Hour?
The Formula One movie.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So he's directing the Tiger and Bunny movie. Which I don't know how I feel about.
I'm like, yo, if there is one person, if there is one country to take on a series that has ad-driven superheroes, it's America, right?
I guess. It just sounds weird.
Imagine how easy it would be to fund that movie, because they need advertisements on their people. Like, I don't think they're going to have SoftBank on the Hollywood release of Tiger and Bunny.
You never know.
It'd be a Coke and Pepsi inspired.
Oh, you never know.
We'll see.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Tiger and Bunny the movie, live action is happening.
That's a good premise, and it's really good for live action. And so far, North American superhero movies have not disappointed.
Yeah. Speaking of anime movies, Sword Art Online has a movie announcement.
Is this one of the movies where it's like, oh, here's like an hour and a half movie that just goes through the whole series?
No.
Okay, it's a separate
thing. I don't think they've ever had that.
Well, like, I'm just saying other people, like other series have that. Like,
yeah, I know.
They have Gurren Hen and Lagann Hen.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Sword Art's going to have its own original OVA movie now.
Okay.
I think this is their second one. Because they had one before.
They finally reached the top floor.
They did that in like season one.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought they didn't. I thought they got near the top and then they beat it or something.
Yeah, it's pretty much the top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Want to hear some more anime movie announcements?
Keep going. Just rattle them off.
Evangelion.
Barf.
3.33.
Barf.
Finally has a release date.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Did we watch that already?
We did. Well, we watched 3.0.
Okay.
The Japanese release. 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
The original release date for 3.33, the English one, was February. 2014.
Ago. Okay.
Guess when it's coming out.
2016. July.
No.
2017. January.
No.
What?
February 2016.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a two-year delay.
Unfortunately. Damn.
But it's. But at least now that this is confirmed, at least now we know.
They confirmed it last time.
All that's yeah, but now we know they've stopped working on it. It's going to go release. Now we know that the full team is now working on the final movie.
It's gone gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, at this rate, it's going to be like a 10-year thing before they finish four movies, right?
It'd be interesting to see, like, to watch four, then go back to one, and see, like, animation quality.
That'd be cool. I don't know. One was pretty good.
One was pretty good. But imagine how good four can be.
What if they just don't? What if they just keep it consistent? I think they will just keep it consistent.
They could. It's always an option.
Yeah. And then, of course, a lot of other small announcements that no one really cares about.
Like?
There's some video game stuff.
I didn't see any big video game news coming out.
Exactly.
All right.
See? There's some TV stuff. Like, did you guys see the new trailer for Sherlock?
No. No. Is it the Go Back in Time or something?
Yeah, he's wearing the hat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They're not continuing where the last season left off?
You'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't even worry
about it. What happens?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Jessica Jones got another teaser. I mean, that thing's...
Everyone's been losing their mind about this show, I feel. Like, I keep seeing news everywhere about this show.
That's good. That means their marketing team's working.
They're doing their job.
Yeah.
They're working real hard.
You mean... Oh, I guess you're not excited for it?
I just don't even know what it's about.
It's about Jessica Jones, bro!
I think a lot of people are excited because they were surprised at how good Daredevil was. And this is the next one.
It's the next one in the line? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man, Iron Fist. Get off.
Is he going to be in the show?
No, he has his own show.
He has his own show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's last or if Luke Cage is last. I think Iron Fist is last.
He should be first in my heart.
He'll be last.
In your heart.
And then he'll lead to the Defenders. But, those were the main things I saw.
Okay,
cool. Flame, what's your pick?
My pick of the week is that a legendary League of Legends player has decided to retire. You know who it is, Anthony?
Is it Dyrus?
It's Dyrus! Okay. From Team Solo Mid, he was their top laner. And you know what? I watched the interview and man, that guy... He's crying a lot and I was like...
Got emotional?
Yes! I was like, oh, God.
As soon as, I watched that, and as soon as the interview, a tear was rolling down, I just shut off the interview.
Why?
Because I don't want to watch this dude cry, like, he just played video games for a couple years.
Whoa. So, hint of jealousy? Yay?
I didn't realize you guys are still into League.
I followed a little bit.
Anthony follows it a lot.
So you followed a lot.
No, I don't follow it that much.
Why would this be so important?
Because it's just... I like him. Like, I like Dyrus.
As a streamer?
As a streamer, and I just... As a person? The fact that, like, he's now retiring, that's, like, crazy.
What was he, like, 24?
Yeah, like, I didn't think that anybody, like, you know...
Good for him. I bet he made millions.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's always, like... Whenever I watch League of Legends stuff, he was always the, number one streamer whenever he was on.
Yeah. It's just, like, I can't believe that, like... people have to consider retiring in this...
lose their Twitch muscles and they don't have enough. They can't compete with all the young 17-year-olds. They're chilling. Cutthroat environment.
Apparently,
right?
Not.
Is that who you're watching right now?
No. I'm doing something that's regarding to my week. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't know why he would choose to retire. I know that their other their manager retired, Reggie.
Okay.
But and it became their manager, so I'm sure he's not going to be out of the esports limelight. But
no, people get switched out all the time, like,
yeah,
just because they're not good enough. Like, there's always the next up and comer who's faster than they are.
Yeah.
Oh, why is he on the downhill right now?
Well, he's old.
He's
let me put it this way: he's been at every world championship.
Does that mean he's getting worse?
No, but like he's been there from the beginning of the game, basically. Yeah, like, so he even said in his interview, he's like, yeah, you know, back when I used to play, we didn't have a pause button, right? Like there's no pause in the game, right? So like
back in my day.
Yeah, we've come a long way kind of thing, right? So yeah.
Like he's been there a lot, and it's to the point in at least esports time where you're kind of old.
Yeah, he's just too old.
Yeah, and there's people who are younger than you that are faster than you.
So he's not good anymore.
Like he's not as good as he was.
He's not as good as he was.
All right, that's all I was trying to get.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not as fast.
He's not fierce.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I know Anthony's just jelly.
Whatever, man. Team Solo Mid is like the Toronto Maple Leafs of esports.
Yeah,
everybody loves them and they do garbage.
Yeah, but the one time that they do, it goes bananas.
Yeah, just like the Maple Leafs, and then they lose again, and everyone's like, "Oh, we got it next year. Let me buy all this merch."
Okay. I wish I could relate.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, me too.
What? All right. So my pick is a quick one. It is a small news story from Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It is that the upcoming animated movie for Batman the Killing Joke has got the green light or like the seal of approval to secure an R rating if need be.
Okay.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that the studio is going to head for an R rating, but the people backing them said, if you need this to be an R rating, like, go ahead. Which is really cool because the origin story of the Joker is pretty dark combined with what happens in the Killing Joke.
Yep.
It'd be really cool to see. It would also be the very first animated movie, or just the very first Batman movie to be R-rated. Like, even the Christopher Nolan Batmans were all capped at PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So really?
So it'd be really interesting to see an R-rated Batman movie. But that was just like a little thing. I recently bought The Killing Joke, so this sparked my interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Neat. Guess that's it then.
Yeah.
Do it. Let's move into the next part of the show. All right.
Did we get any comments and stuff on the Twitter sphere
or email?
I posted out on Facebook just like, oh, we're like,
do oh, I don't know today.
Then. No,
I
nothing
know.
Happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
We also hit 150 likes on our Facebook page.
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
It's more than I've ever gotten.
I'm curious to know how many of them actually hit the like button because they listened to this show.
I wonder.
Versus other reasons.
Like, what other reasons could there be?
Like, every now and then it's Gunpla reviews that are expected to find on on this page.
True.
In fact,
our message box is full of, yo, how do you do X on Gundam Y?
Yeah.
But so
that's hilarious.
Also, in other news, our live stream version of the podcast has like 10 times the views of all our other videos.
Does it really?
Yeah, it has like 300 views.
Why?
And then all the other YouTube videos have like 50 views.
Oh, is it because people love it? Like, where did you guys live stream? I wasn't here.
The chairs over to where you're sitting.
And then people ask you questions live, or you just like sat there and talked?
We sat there and talked at the camera.
Oh my god.
And then, like, there were some comments and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I was too busy crushing.
Were you?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Oh, okay.
Very profitable weekend for me, so.
In Magic?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking
about? We at the casino? Like,
basically, that's what I was doing.
It's 21 all day.
Yeah.
So you're just loaded with money now.
I'm loaded with lots of packs of booster packs.
Oh.
Did you open any expedition?
I did, that's why.
Oh, okay.
And I also went 3-0 every time.
You get a godless shrine?
No, I got one of the new ones, the Tango Lands. It's pretty bad.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll talk about that on my
side exploits. Story. I was out at the comic book shop the other day.
Sure.
My friend bought 2 boxes of booster packs.
That's probably a bad idea.
He didn't get a single land.
He
dropped $200.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, it's boxes. It's like a lottery, right? So it's probably not worth your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of money. On cards.
Ah, yeah. I got some stories to tell you.
Yeah. Cool. This week I played the Battlefront beta.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You don't play video games, though.
Yeah, you don't play video games.
I do, actually. I'll have more on that later.
I don't believe you.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, how do you like no reload, infinite ammo, laser guns?
It's great. I like it. It has active reload from Gears of War.
Only if you overheat.
Yeah, only if you need it. So my favorite thing is all the sound effects.
That game sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Especially with like really good headphones or like a surround sound system.
Like THX headphones, bro.
What?
What?
Dolby surround sound.
I just plugged in my Sennheisers into there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that game sounds cool. Just all the lasers, just AT-ATs walking in the background.
Yeah.
Just when Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader appears, the music happens.
What? They appear?
Yeah, you can turn into Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader.
Darth Vader can force choke troops from across the battlefield. Oh my goodness.
Who has the lightsaber throw?
Luke does.
Luke has a lightsaber throw. Yeah.
Wait, I think Vader has it too.
Oh, does he? Oh man, Vader's the best.
Yeah, Vader has it
Luke
too.
Luke sucks. No, Luke has the dash and the spin.
Oh yeah, and Vader has a throw.
Is that like your kill streak reward?
No. So there's power ups all over the map.
And so you call him in or you become him?
You become him.
Yeah, your character calls him in and then you become him.
And then you just like crush.
Yeah, you're a hero character. You have like tons of life. When you're walking, you can just deflect bullets.
Oh man.
And you deflect them back at the people.
That's like, brutal.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. The only way to play that game though is on the big battlefield maps.
So I haven't is there two maps in this beta?
Yeah.
I've only played on Hoth.
Yeah, because the other one's restricted to 16 players only.
Oh, okay.
And there's no vehicles and there's no heroes.
Oh, weird.
It's more like your standard deathmatch setup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is fun.
But it's a battlefield game, man.
Yeah,
you want 32 on 32.
Yeah. I will say it is so tough to win when you're the Rebels.
It is very tough.
I've only done it once.
I saw you do it today, and I was like, what?
Yeah, and it was... felt good. But... it's tough. It seems really unbalanced.
So the beta you can go up to level 5 in it? And what kind of I only got up to level 3. So what like weapons are there past?
You don't have the equivalent of a light machine gun, right?
No. Yeah. I also don't have a jetpack.
The jetpack's where it's at.
Yeah, I just keep seeing people fly across the map.
Yeah. Because it's think of it as a super jump. It's not really a jetpack. Okay. Like you can't hover or anything. But it lets you go from point A to point B a lot faster.
But it takes the place of your grenade? Or is it just one of the slots?
Any one of the slots.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could have a grenade, you could have the sniper, but yeah. It works.
Okay.
It's nice. There's also another thing where I haven't gotten it. It's the final upgrade. It's like this sniper from some long range position.
Oh, weird.
I don't know. It costs like 4,500.
Holy jeez.
Credits. So I haven't bothered trying to get it yet. But I'll try and get it. But the beta was just announced it'll be extended, so if you haven't played it yet, you have time now.
Still have a chance.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's very good. I'm going to buy this game.
I might buy this game.
I'm going to buy this game.
I might go over other people's houses and play this
game. I think I'm just going to buy the digital version. Yeah. But yeah, no. That was good. It was a good game. But yeah, that's it for me, other than watching bad anime.
You don't want to talk about bad anime?
Not really. What am I going to tell you guys? I watched their anime.
Tell us what to avoid.
Everything?
Everything. Everything that's not Gundam, Iron Blood Orphans.
You know who loves new anime?
Ew.
My brother.
Yeah?
We just need like an episode.
What are his favorite tales?
Right now he's watching something about like... okay, so it's like mystical people attack Earth and then the Earth fights back with like army dudes. Yeah, it's weird. Like, for example, there's, like, a portal that opens and, like, knights and stuff come through.
Oh, Gate?
Yeah.
Gate.
Is that new?
That's last season. That's summer.
Oh, okay. Was that good?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
He's watching all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who's watching it, but from everybody who's read the manga, they told me the manga's way better.
Yeah.
Because the manga's, like...
the book's always better.
Because they toned it down for the anime.
Oh,
they took, like, an R-rating book and made it 14.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, it's about like half naked elf and little lolly chick. Yeah.
That sounds like Blazes. Straight up Blazes Alley.
I know, right?
Yeah,
your brother.
I know.
I would watch it, but I don't really care for military stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta get him on the show.
It's just hilarious because it's like dragons versus bazooka launchers.
Oh yeah, they're like, and they
call them the green people.
Yeah, they go green people, the military people.
Okay.
Can you take care of that dragon for us? Because we saw you do it before.
Yeah, it just blew off its arm with a bazooka.
They just bring in tanks and stuff. They're like, all right, dragon, let's go.
That sounds like the one ending in Drakengard where you fight jets.
Yeah. And the main character is like this secret badass.
Yeah.
Like, they don't tell you this at the beginning, but he's secretly a Navy SEAL. He's, like, a super Japanese spy. He's
part of Fox Unit.
Yeah, but all you ever... But when you're first introduced to him, all you see is that he's, like, this super otaku.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's everybody you want to be.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of Fables, because when they attack... When Fables, they go back to reclaim their homelands, they use 21st century technology.
Mm.
And, like, the funniest things happen because, you know, the Ice Queen would be like, man... Why can't our mages get near? It's like, I don't know. We tried to, and then their heads just pop. And then you find out why. It's because they're just getting sniped. So they had no chance to use their magic at all from, like, range.
Oh, so, like, the people on Earth are, like, the winning...
Well, team. The Fables who are on Earth who are using it to fight back to get their homelands back. They're bringing, bazookas, grenades, like, everything, right? And these people back in the homelands are like, whoa.
What is this
better
stuff?
Than sorcery.
Yeah. Better than magic.
Yeah.
They just don't have a black mage. Yeah. It's got to conjure like a fire tornado.
Yeah, they can't because he gets sniped, right? Like, that's the thing. Yeah.
That casting time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's it.
Nothing. I was looking at the fall anime list today.
Name anything. I've probably watched them all.
There was one about this, like, girl who can summon fairies that wear eggshells, and then they help.
This is the kind of thing that interests you?
No, it's the only thing I could remember, because everything else looks so generic or garbage. And then One Punch Man and Gundam. Mm.
Okay.
You should watch episode 2 of One Punch Man.
I'll watch it eventually. It's
really jeez, good. So pushy.
Watch it!
I think making me want to watch this is just going to
make him want to watch it less. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fine. Don't watch it.
Yo, if you really love something, let it go. Anthony, let it go.
Yeah.
You can watch it whenever you want. I don't care.
I mean,
as long as you do care.
As long as it's today.
Yeah, you do care. Same with Metal Gear. Play Metal Gear.
It's really good. As long as you watch it after the podcast, like, it's fine.
No. Anthony's not so subtle way.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll watch it when it gets like episode 9. Maybe 12. Maybe season 2.
Maybe when I'm dead.
I think I'm gonna start Food Wars.
Maybe my brother. Okay, that's a show I can agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I've watched him, and it's basically everything they say. It's like, oh, you get expelled? I challenge you to a food battle. And it's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean.
Sure.
And it's like, how come your cauliflower didn't turn out well? It's like, because you got the ones that are at the bottom of the barrel, and they've already, like, oxidized. It's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that happens in one of the episodes.
They've gone wrong already.
Yeah.
Yeah, TJ's been telling me, he's like, it's really good, you should watch it.
It's just, it's amazing. Like,
okay.
But you see, the way TJ does it, he's like, hey, listen, I'm just going to put this on the table, you can watch it, but you know, no pressure, bro.
Actually, he didn't even do that. I just asked him what he's watching, he's like, Food Wars, it's really good. He didn't tell me to watch it.
Yeah, see?
Damn.
Anthony can't do that.
I'm going around doing this all wrong.
Hey, Vince, you should play Magic. It's real good. See? Yeah. Now he's going to go play Magic. Now he's at FNM all day. Yeah.
See?
Where'd that box of cards come from?
Oh, you know.
Amazon.
I heard it was good.
Ding dong.
But Anthony is just like, hey, here's Metal Gear. Here's the game. I'll just sit you down right here. I'll even set up your... I turned on your PlayStation. It's already...
It's all there. Installed. The patches are good to go.
You just have to press X.
Yeah, just
it's
do
like,
it.
I don't feel like it.
Damn it.
Yeah, man.
You should really play Metal Gear, though.
See? Still trying.
I told you I'll play it when it goes on sale.
I'll just let you borrow it.
No,
because I think this week you're going to tell me how much you've been loving Metal Gear Online.
I have been loving Metal Gear Online, Vince.
See? That's why I can't borrow your copy.
Metal Gear Online finally came out, and it's just far and above an improvement over any other Metal Gear Online that's happened in the past.
That's like the most backhanded compliment
I know, I've ever right? heard. Because MGO1 was kind of garbage because I was on the PS2.
Yeah.
MGO2 for Metal Gear Solid 4 had a bunch of issues just logging in because you had to make like 3 separate accounts just to play that game. And finally, this one just links with your PSN account, and the new controls for Metal Gear Solid 5 make that game really fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
So the games are really... So there's 3 different modes, I'll first say. Like, there's pretty much Team Deathmatch.
Shooty-shooty.
There's like an elimination capture the objective type of thing.
Okay.
So it's called Comm Control?
Or is that like Search and Destroy?
Cloak and Dagger, I think it's called.
Huh? Is that like Search and Destroy?
What's Search and Destroy like?
In Call of Duty?
Kinda. It's more like one-sided capture the flag. So there's a defending team with some stuff, and there's the attacking team who wants that stuff. So you gotta get into the base, grab their stuff, and then walk with it back to your base.
Oh, so this is like the money grab thing from that one Modern Warfare game.
Oh, okay, I know what you're
talking about. Sit there and like get cash, then run to your vault and deposit
the
cash.
Oh, okay, yeah. And in that mode, it's the attacking team. Once you die, you're dead.
Cool.
And the defending team has a respawn timer.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, so it's way harder to win, but you get a lot more rewards if you win. And then the last one is capture the point. So there's 3 points on the map. Capture those points. Hold those points.
Nice.
Win.
Nice.
There are only 3 classes in this game. There is the sniper, which is marksman. He's long range. He can mark people fast. Sniper rifles. And he gets this grenade. It's like a location grenade. So you chuck it out, and it's a mobile radar. Anybody who walks into that automatically gets marked.
Cool.
And you just get points for your team. There's the pretty much heavy infantry. They're the slowest. They have the most health. But they have the strongest weapons. So they have heavy machine guns. They can get shields and stuff. And you're pretty much like, you're the running gun class. And then the final one is infiltrator, which is pure stealth. You get like pistols and an invisibility cloak, pretty much. And you have the lowest health and you're the fastest. So far, everybody, or most people, have been playing Infiltrator.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, mainly because when you're in stealth, you can still shoot and not become unstealthed.
That sounds cheap.
It's super cheap. So, as the sniper...
So, remember when you said that this is the best Metal Gear far and above?
I think...
Whoa.
The thing is, though, it's really cheap if you don't play your roles. This is very focused on team play. If the enforcer is not enforcing, if the long-range guy isn't marking people, and if the infiltrator is just not infiltrating, then you're going to get nowhere. If you're going to play every class just like kind of a mid-range dude, you're going to lose. So you got to use all the tools in your arsenal. So like with that marking grenade, if you walk into it while you're invisible, you still get marked, and then your whole team can see them. Right. If you're an infiltrator, you can grab an enemy from behind, and then you can interrogate them, and whoever they're linked up with, and anybody around their buddy's linked position, they all get spotted, and your whole team can see them.
What do you mean by linked?
So you and another random player, or you and a friend, if you want, have a buddy link, and you two can always see what each other is doing on the map, and you can see where the other person's aiming. And stuff like that. So anybody they mark, they see, and all that. With that comes like the advantages of you can spawn on your buddy, and you can do other stuff. But yeah, that's it. It's like two people are. It's like squads of 2, teams of 6. Yeah, and then you use your teamwork to win the whole thing. But it's been really fun because also the matches are only like 6 minutes max, so you go through a match real fast, like. 18 minutes max, because there's 2 rounds, possible 3, best of 2 out of 3.
So you've been playing with any friends?
No, because none of my friends have MGO.
Oh, okay.
And it's really frustrating, but like the people who I do find that work as a team, you can stay in the lobby with them. So I've just been like, I'll find them again, buddy link up, and then go on my way. But so far, it's really fun. There's a lot of potential in this. In this platform.
This sounds so sad.
No, I just want to play with friends. It's a freaking team game, and then no one has it. It's very disappointing.
It's like you've been digging for so long.
It's finally here.
And then you find like a piece of like metal, and you're like, it's not gold, but you know what?
This iron ore is enough.
This is a start. I can live with this.
No, there are some balancing issues. Like they do need to make it so that the infiltrator does get
truth comes out.
But it's nothing game breaking. It's like. Whatever, when Modern Warfare 2 had the akimbo shotguns, like, that was an issue, right?
That was a good time.
Yeah, but...
That was fun times.
Yeah, but that's how people play an infiltrator thing right now, but you just patch it or you fix it.
Make it less fun?
Oh, you just make it balanced.
I stopped playing Call of Duty when they patched those akimbo shotguns.
Because you didn't want to play Call of Duty. You wanted to play akimbo shotgun simulator.
I did. Yeah. And they took that away from
me. All you had to do was like, is the guy in screen? Yeah.
Boom! And you, yeah.
And then you even got this cool reload. explode.
Yeah, and they... It's a good time.
Yeah, no, then you fix that.
You mean take away the fun.
I really enjoy it. If you have Metal Gear Solid 5, definitely play it. It's really good. It's like the only multiplayer shooter I've played in a long time. Like, since Modern Warfare 3, pretty much.
It's first person?
It's third person.
Okay. Ah.
Okay. It's the only shooter, multiplayer shooter I've played in a while. Like, after Modern Warfare 3, I kind of didn't care.
Ah.
And this one actually has me hooked in wanting to progress. Mm. The other issue I have with this is the last one.
So there's issues. There's more issues.
There's just one. There's fix the stealth, and then there's one more issue.
Okay.
Which is when you create a character, yes, you're stuck in the class you pick.
Oh yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah. This. So if you create a character and you pick infiltrator, yeah, you're stuck with infiltrator until you unlock a second character slot. That's kind of lame, but you unlock a second character slot real fast, so it's not that big of a deal.
Real fast?
Yeah.
How fast?
Like 0 to 100 real quick.
0 to 100 real quick. Like, I did it in probably like 5 matches, 6 matches.
That's like, that's a lot of time.
That's half an hour, bro.
That's a lot of time.
Not really.
You play games at a different rate than the casual than fan.
People.
Yeah.
Than humans.
Than the rest of society.
No, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, so like,
you're telling me like a week I'm stuck with the infiltrator.
It's like a day and a half.
For you.
It's like, yeah, a day and a half. Like a day and a half.
So like a month I'll be stuck with the infiltrator. Okay.
Yeah, then also after that, I've been playing Galgun Double Peace. I've told you all about Galgun before. This game is that, but better. Because it's more open. You have a lot more choices and paths you take. It's still the same story premise. Yeah. Like, Cupid just kind of accidentally shoots you with too much love power, and all the girls fall in love with you at your school.
Here we go.
And you gotta fend them off by shooting your love at them.
Is love a code name for something?
No, I think it's just love, because like when they die, a heart appears around them and they go, "Oh, you're so dreamy," and then just faint. So the upgrades on this version is that now you can zoom. So when you zoom, you get X-ray vision, you know, to see through objects, find secrets, and also see through people's clothes. But you can also get their measurements too. If you zoom in and stare long enough, a meter will fill, and you unlock measurements for specific girls.
Wow,
game's great.
I'm so glad you decided to.
We should play it later.
Waste my time with this.
It's really good.
Are you gonna live stream this?
Can I live stream that? I guess I could. Let's do it.
I found out how to get your audio working in my live stream.
How? We got a Skype?
No, under the privacy settings, you have to set yours to open.
Oh, do I?
To include party chat.
Oh, okay.
So what you could do is you could stream this.
Yeah.
Share your broadcast with me, and then I could just watch you play this.
And then just be like, oh.
And then we could put that up on the YouTube channel.
We could. That's true.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I did is I bought Rock Band 4.
Right. Jeez, you spent a lot on video games this month.
I did.
Didn't you?
Hey, so remember that time that Anthony told us that he was gonna spend on full price games?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember those days?
Remember that was like last month, right?
Yeah. That was so long ago, I already forgot. So I got all new instruments.
I'm gonna try and not buy games when they're brand spanking
new. Like, Anthony, good for you. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna save and, you know, work towards my future next month.
Bro!
Check out this drum kit.
All this loot.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I got the band in a box. I got drum kit, new guitar. So,
what's the price on this? I forget how much these goes for.
It's like $350.
Whoa. No, you're lying.
No, for real. It cost me like...
What?
Whoa.
I remember the original Rock Band and 2, and weren't they under like the $200 mark?
Yo.
Inflation, man. I don't know.
I can... Whoa. Even playing... Now that the stores have changed some of the draft prices to $20 from $15... That's even too much for me. Damn, son.
$350.
Well, after taxes,
you are
like
the embodiment of YOLO.
Pretty much.
Last week, weren't you complaining? Like, you were like, VR is going to be so expensive. It's like $400.
Yeah, that's because VR doesn't interest me. But playing virtual instruments totally does.
Playing a plastic instrument. Okay.
So yeah. Instead of buying a real guitar.
Yeah, man.
For a fraction of the price. And hopefully
fraction? No.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I have. Okay. And you can learn a skill for life.
But I already have a guitar. So
you would rather...
I'm already good at this.
Play a virtual one.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
All right, who's your band?
Who's my band?
Yeah.
They're called the Angry Angry Werewolves.
Actual?
Yeah.
Wait, you have a band online?
No, it's just I made a band in the game.
No, I mean like...
Oh, I play with people. Not in this version, because this version has no online support.
What?
So Rock Band 4... you
literally can only play...
Yeah, by myself or with people in the room. So Rock Band 4 is more like... Do you guys ever see Dance Central? The Dance Central that came out for Xbox One?
Uh-huh.
Right, where it's just like, here's just Dance Central. Yes. Like, no bells and whistles.
Uh-huh.
This is that, but for Rock Band. Like, here's just a front end for Rock Band. You get... like 60 new disc songs, some new instruments.
60?
Yeah, 60. Oh. And then you can import all your DLC that you've bought from the previous games.
Fun. And
so you automatically have your library.
Fun times.
But the thing is, there's no online support.
That's weird.
Which, it is very weird. That means there's no playing with other people online. There's no online leaderboards.
I was just about to ask. No?
There's no leaderboards. There's no streaming. You can't stream this game. Because they blocked it as soon as you start the game. You can't, like, on PS4 at least.
Oh, that makes sense,
yeah. They block streaming straight from the get-go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, because of the music?
Yeah.
It's licensing.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
It's kind of crazy. On the other hand, the new instruments are real good.
How good?
So the drum kit is wireless, and it's an improvement over the Rock Band 2 kits, I believe is the last upgrade they did.
Mm-hmm. They have the pro kits.
The Pro Kit, they haven't re-released the cymbals yet for the Pro Kit.
Okay.
But the base kit is, it's wireless, it's a lot sturdier. The pads feel more responsive.
Made of metal?
No, still plastic. All but right. they're like reinforced plastic. the other weird thing is that these instruments have firmware.
Good.
Yeah, so you hook them up through Bluetooth, and Mad Catz has already released a couple of improvements to the guitar and to the guitar and the drum kit, and you hook them up to your PC via Bluetooth, then run an installer, and then it patches your instruments.
Yeah.
And then on the Xbox One, I think you use USB micro. But, yeah, so this is like, Rock Band's already great, but they just added more, it's just more Rock Band, and they haven't really added anything on top of it to make it better. In fact, they've taken features away. So, on one point, I'm glad I have more Rock Band. But on the other hand, it's like, I just want to play online, or I want to compare my scores with friends and stuff. So it's a little disappointing.
So is it worth $350?
Only if you're like super hardcore into it.
Wow.
Or if you want a new pair of instruments.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was like, yeah. I totally made fun of you for buying this game, but I thought that this game was like sub 200.
No. It's crazy.
But now that you told me the real price, you're an idiot.
Yeah, of course.
You're done.
You know, like, it might have gone on sale in the next month or so, right?
Especially now because you're telling me how, like, how basic this game is, how they've stripped features.
And yeah, and so nothing. They're also planning of, like, adding more stuff as time goes on.
I'm kind
of
sad.
You know how, like, they have, like, basic...
basic versions?
You're like a basic...
No, we went through this while you weren't here. In that video, everything in that video was you.
Yeah, it is.
And not me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I spend a lot of money on video games.
Well, whatever. I support frivolous spending.
Sure.
As long as you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it very much.
Anything else?
Not that I've played.
I meant anything else you wanted to mention.
Oh, no.
My bank account weeps for you.
My bank account's doing okay.
It's $300 less than damn sure.
Yeah, it's a little lighter, but still okay.
Do they have that new Drake song you used to call me on my cell phone?
Does that have a band in it? Can I play the drums to that song? Is there a guitar solo in that song?
Is it the song My Band by D12? Because that'd be awesome.
Oh, I forgot to mention, they did add certain features. So they have freestyle guitar solos now. So in place of the regular guitar solos, there's just a block of stuff. There's a block of empty space, and you can just wail on your guitar.
So it comes out as noise. Is what you're telling me.
Well, they made it so that it sounds like notes.
But right? It comes out as noise.
But like, you are not Eddie Van Halen. Okay. Right?
You don't... How can you do a solo on plastic buttons like that?
So what they do is that each... So there's 10 buttons in total on the guitar. There's five at the top and then the same five but at the bottom for solo buttons. And each button does a different sound. And then if you strum up, it does a different sound. And if you tilt the guitar, you get like feedback. and stuff. So they've made it in a way to where if you're just pressing one button and strumming, like you're only going to get the same note all the time.
Yeah.
But if you're holding like chords and like doing different stuff, it'll kind of cheat it so that it sounds decent. Right. But it's still like when I play, if you're going to play Freebird, like you're not the dude who wrote the solo for that legendary guitar song, right? Yours is just kind of come out as crazy. You know when people did drum fills in the original Rock Band?
Yeah.
Right? And the people just went and just went spastic on the drums?
Because you want points.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what you do in the... That's what people do in the guitar solo.
All right.
They also changed drum fills. So you can have the classic drum fill just go crazy to fill up the meter. They have their own like custom drum fills. Or you can just play the static song. So there would be certain points in the song where... If you play this section correctly and then hit the green symbol at the end, you can start star power or your overdrive equivalent, whatever. And then those give you different scores based on what you pick and stuff.
Is there a singer?
Yeah, there's freestyle singing too.
What, you're going to like just rap? Like you're just going to like freestyle
so as long as,
yo in the hood?
As long as you're on good. Key, as long as you're on key and you're in melody, it doesn't matter what you say. They'll give you points.
What?
Yeah. That's just the mode though. You can turn it off. You can turn it on.
Can I just put like any audio on there? Like
yeah, as long as it matches the key of where it, that. So if they're singing in a high pitch, you also have to be singing in a high pitch.
Okay.
And you also have to be singing on melody.
They have Mariah Carey songs on there. Can I like really hit the high bird notes?
That'd be then? Crazy.
All right.
But yeah. So it's a lot more. I don't know. Party friendly. Now.
Sounds like Game of the Year.
It's more Rock Band.
Okay. So you have all your buddies over. Like, hey, you guys want to play Rock Band? No, we just want to chill.
Oh
God!
Like, my only invite my Rock Band
friends. Like, oh fuck. God, jeez. It's just like... He's just like... okay. He's like, what do you guys want to do?
Rock Band.
Wait, what?
Because, like, can you imagine? It's just like, these toys are totally going to play Rock Band today. These are my Rock Band friends. It's like, hey, you guys want to play? It's like, no, we just want to chill. Just like, just cutting.
We don't want to play. No.
Not today.
Your video game career sounds so lonely. No one to play Metal Gear with. No one to play
it's
Rock
very
Band
lonely.
With.
It's very lonely. No one to play Galgun with.
That one's a given. That one's a given.
Oh my God.
I'm glad you've been enjoying your
Anthony,
time.
This is so funny.
Guys, you want to play Metal Gear Solid?
No!
Fuck! No, no. He doesn't even have a PS4.
Vince, you want to play Metal Gear Solid?
I don't have a game.
Damn it!
This is how I avoid all this.
Yeah.
Play Destiny, I guess. That counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only game I don't want to play.
Hey, you're missing out. Me and TJ have been playing a lot of Destiny.
I've been playing with you guys.
No, you have not been playing
with us. I've been attempting to play with you guys, and you're like, yo, this is like light level 280.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm like 240.
You'll be like, hurry up.
I'll go grind. And then grinding sucks, and I stop playing.
Wow. Remember how excited you were?
For Destiny?
Yeah.
For what? The original Destiny?
No, when they made you buy it.
Yeah, I was going to be like, okay, hopefully this is better Destiny. And it is better Destiny. I've just come to the realization I kind of don't want to play any more Destiny.
Excellent.
$60. That's a flashing noise if you're saying.
Whatever, man. I was curious.
$60 curious.
$60 curious.
Wait, what was your
oh my
like?
God, Anthony.
What?
Please me.
Whatever. I'm not disappointed in my purchases.
No, but it's just like, man, I wish I could play with you all these games. Cause I just don't. I don't know, like, it just seems like these things are like, you know. Like, especially Rock Band, it's very, like, isn't it supposed to be, like, very party-friendly?
Yeah, it's super party-friendly. And that's what, everybody pretty much has a Rock Band kit in their house that I know.
But, like, why didn't you just all split?
We do? No, no one has
no,
a Rock
that
Band
I,
kit
like,
anymore.
You don't. You sold yours.
Yeah.
Why don't people
but,
just,
like my them? Other friends all have Rock Band kits.
Nah, that's because they can't throw away garbage.
Like, why can't they all just split on it and, like, y'all own it-ish?
I wanted to own it.
Okay.
And why would I split that? Like, how would you divvy that up? It's like, you get the drums, but not the game.
No, nothing. Just like,
and I get the
one
game,
person has it in their house
who
can
like,
fit the most crap, and then you guys can go over and play whenever.
I guess.
Yeah.
Tell me about all your wins.
What? No,
yeah,
I've been playing
crushing.
A lot of video games, actually. I stayed up until 5 a.m., like, multiple nights playing video games.
Nope. Okay.
And by video game, I said playing Hearthstone.
Oh, because that new event is out.
What event?
The one where you always get the card that you want, right? If it's like... equivalent to how much mana you have, you will always pull a card.
Oh, so you know about this too. I didn't know.
The Paladin deck?
No, it's called...
with the secrets?
The Tavern Ball. Oh, God, I have that. But so I've been playing Hearthstone, and I know it doesn't count because it's basically a card game.
Yeah,
it is. Also, we found out that you probably can't make this in real life because it's so RNG. Like, it's like, oh, when this guy dies, summon a random card, right? And it's like, how are you ever going to do that in, like, real life?
Dice?
Like,
oh, yeah, that's why it's a...
Yeah, it's so awesome. But, so, the one you're talking about, Vince, is called the Tavern Brawl. It changes every Wednesday, every week. And this month's is, or this week's is, so the way Hearthstone plays is that, like, every turn you have a mana crystal. And then with that mana crystal, you can use it to pay for cards in your hand.
And then every subsequent turn, you get an additional...
Up to 10. And then your hero power, which is unique to everyone, is 2, always.
Okay.
So, like, for the priest, you can heal anything. For one of them, you pay 2 life, draw a card. Another one, pay 2, make a 1-1 soldier. Like, these are, like, the hero powers or whatever, right? Different classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week's Tavern Event Brawl is 1 mana you can play. You always draw a 1 mana card. 2 mana, you always get a 2 mana card. 3 mana, you always get a
3 mana. Just always on curve?
Yeah, always on curve. But they've broken that. Yeah. So there's a class called the Druid where it's like you can pay 3 mana, get 8 mana crystals,
cool,
or 3 extra mana crystals. So you're like, nice. Turn 2, get 3, turn 3, you have 5. And
yeah,
it's like, bah, right? So, yeah. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of this. What I started doing is that I actually started playing the Constructed mode.
Okay.
And I have sunk money into this, like $40. And I created a Constructed deck and I started to climb the competitive ladder like they do in StarCraft.
Okay.
And I made it so you can go from 20 to 1 and then legend.
Are there like seasons to this?
There's seasons.
Okay.
It means basically every month.
Okay.
So, and I've gotten to 15 in a day. So then that gave me the minimum rewards. But then my friends are climbing like, to, you know, to 1 and legend and higher to get more and more rewards. Because every month you get like a certain amount of gold and dust. So gold is what you use to pay for.
Dust.
Yeah, gold is what you use to pay for packs. Or you can use it to play the arena, which is like a drafting mode. You pick a hero that they give you, and you get to pick cards. What's bad about the arena is that sometimes you just get bad picks. Like, these are the 3 cards.
Just like in draft.
Awful. Yeah. But sometimes you get really good ones.
Okay.
So that's what people do. And then once you can, in the arena, you can get up to 12 wins. And the more wins you get, the better your pricing at the end. If you get 3 losses, you're out. All
right.
So you can go like 0-2 and then like 12-0. And then dust is what you use to create new cards. Like, if you want a certain card, instead of buying a pack and hoping for the card, you can just craft the card. And any cards you don't use, you can disenchant them to give you back dust. How?
So can you use that dust to create a specific card? Or
yes,
is it
a specific. Okay. You can create a specific card.
All right.
So commons cost 40.
All right.
Rares cost 100.
Mm-hmm.
Epics cost 400. And legendaries cost 1600.
What, foil legendaries?
They're like double the price or something.
Oh, okay.
So let's put it this way. To disenchant a common gives you 5 dust.
Oh, okay.
So you have to disenchant 8 commons to basically make 1 common that you need, right?
Okay.
So it takes a little while.
Mm.
Anyway, I've been playing a lot. I sunk money into it just because I didn't want it to grind for stuff.
And haven't there been like expansions and stuff?
There's been 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And overall, you can just play this free to play, but it's, you know, very tough since people have like way better cards than you. But I have been really enjoying the competitive scene. All the decks are better balanced now. I started playing only when it was a beta, so it was like way, way back. So coming into it now, there's many more like types of decks, and it's a lot more fun.
Is it still super swing heavy? Like, if you're not just like wailing on them turn 2, you lose.
No, not really. Like, there's ways to come back. Like, there's control decks now and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And combo decks.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of strategies now.
Right? Yeah,
back when I played, it was just like, oh, he hit me for, like, 10 on turn 3. Well,
yeah,
I can't recover from that.
Yeah, there's no, like, board wipe or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more stuff like that now.
All right.
So, what were you talking about, the secret stuff? Like, how did you know about that? Did somebody say that, like...
I watched a video.
Yeah. So, I have that deck, the Secret Paladin deck. People call it, like... a plight on the competitive ladder.
Wow.
Because secrets are like their version of instants, the way you fight back.
Yeah.
So like when they do something, it triggers on their turn.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the paladins ones are like, oh, if you're getting attacked, summon a 2-1 guy and he takes the hit instead. And then another secret is if somebody dies, give another thing +3/+2. And the other one is like, if they play a creature, if they summon it, reduces health to one. Like, it's just all these crazy secrets. Okay. And now they got this brand new card called the Mysterious Challenger, which is actually called Dr. Six, because he's 6 mana costs, 6 power, 6 health. And when he comes into play, you put one of every secret you own in your deck into the play.
Oh, wow.
So it makes a Christmas tree of secrets. Jeez. Yeah, and then people are just like, oh, wow, that's awful. Now I have to, like, play around 6 different secrets or whatever.
It's just, here's a bunch of trap cards.
Yeah, okay. Get ready. So, yeah, no.
It sounds rough.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. And, man, just makes me want to learn about, like, Warcraft lore. I don't even know. Like, some of their
Warcraft characters are pretty lore. Yeah. Wow.
They even have Leroy Jenkins as a card.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, some of these cards are just, every time you attack with them or summon them, they say something funny. My favorite is the one I was telling you about. It was, like, the 2-1 guy. Like, the trap is called Noble Sacrifice. You summon a 2-1 defender and it gets killed. But if he lives for some reason and you attack with him, he goes, ha-ha, I live! Because usually just...
Blizzard's really good at having character to their games.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So, yeah, I like it a lot. So, the biggest, most profitable thing last week is that I didn't make it back in time for the podcast because I was out for a tournament. So, when I chilled at my friend's house, we had half a bottle of Jack Daniels that he needed to finish. And it wasn't a small bottle. It was a large bottle. So, him and I drank a bunch of it with another one of our friends. And we went into the arena. And we went the maximum 12-0 because we were so drunk. We were like, man, just YOLO play. If this guy can't answer it, you win, right? And we're like, yeah, but it's like, I don't care. Boom, boom, boom. And we're like, the guy concedes. We're like, oh my God. Not to the next. We should have streamed it or something. It was exciting. But yeah, it was pretty fun. What else have I been doing in my time? I think that's about it. I got Bravely Default. I haven't played it yet.
It's really good.
Yeah, can't wait. Apparently there's something at the beginning with a fairy or something.
Game's really good.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil that game.
Yeah.
But you beat it, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got everything in that game.
Oh, yeah, I guess you did.
Is it imperative for me to link up with people or no?
It helps a lot.
Link up?
Like, you know when you street pass people and you get their attacks?
Yeah, but that you can level up really easy in that game.
Yeah, there is the slider. So.
Yeah, okay. The thing that's been interesting to me, actually, is there's a new game coming out called Legend of Legacy, which is a very Japanese-titled game.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the guys who did Saga Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just like this JRPG where 7 different characters, and you go around, and the battle system apparently is very rough. Like
difficult?
Yeah, like the
more... Oh, it's a hard game. Yeah, hard.
Yeah, like apparently the more you use certain commands, the better they are at it. Like, the more you guard, the better the guard is.
Oh, it's Final Fantasy 2?
I don't know. And then you have formations and stuff. Like, you know, somebody can block for everyone if they're in the front. Like, something like that. And apparently the story is very minimal.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is that the art's all, like, this sort of, like, hand-drawn type stuff. And when you walk around, the trees and stuff pop up as you're walking.
Hmm.
It's not just static. Yeah. So it looks really, really cool.
Comes out. By the time you guys hear this, tomorrow.
Nope. Not on Monday. Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. On Tuesday. So I'm thinking about picking it up. And I saw the website what it comes with, the day one edition or whatever. Yeah. It comes with a hard case, like a hardcover art book and a CD, which looks really, really cool.
Yeah, I had that pre-order, but I was like, I don't need this junk anymore. So I canceled it.
But like, do you want to play the game though?
That's all I want to do.
If you did, you just buy it digitally?
Yeah.
But it's the same price and you get it,
though. Yeah, but I don't need to play it now. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Like, I'm going to wait till it's... Because Atlas always has really good sales on the digital store.
Yeah.
Where these go for like $15. So I'll just wait for that.
Right, right. But yeah, I jumped back into League of Legends as well. That game has changed a lot.
Yeah, their map overhaul is kind of nuts.
Whoa. And yeah, there's also a lot of new characters that I have zero idea how to play against.
The girl who leaps every time she auto attacks.
Who?
The AD carry. Oh, like every time she jumps, you can click and she like hops the side.
She throws arrows, whatever. Yeah. I was more interested in the guy who can like rewind time.
Oh, him.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. This guy can just like fight and then just like warp back to where he was like 5 seconds ago. So like I see people like almost dying and then just warps back. Whoop. And he's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm still playing support Leona and I'm still crushing it. So yeah, this game is pretty fun still.
Okay.
Now that my computer can handle it, my God, my frame rate went from 10 FPS to 100. Oh my god, it's never been smoother. I can hit my skill shots, bro. Wow.
I can't play that game anymore.
Okay, why?
It's too addicting. I want to play other things.
Oh, I see. I see what the real... Well, you really need back in your life.
What, League?
La League.
No.
Just play it.
The League.
No, man, I want to play other things.
No, you really don't.
No, you don't.
I do.
Clearly, you don't.
You don't know why?
I'm playing all kinds of
things. You love this game.
Yeah, it's really good.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
You know, you didn't need to play Rock Band.
Yeah.
You need to play Gal.
You can play Rock League.
Rock League?
Gal League.
I'll just be Malphite,
play Metal Gear League of Legends.
At least I have that Yasuo skin.
At least you won't be alone when you play League.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we'll be with toxic.
No, I don't.
Who would Blaven? Blaven's playing.
No, he plays for like 5 minutes and then he's like, I'm gonna chill for like 6 months.
What?
And then, oh, hey, I'm playing again, Anthony. It's like, I'm not playing anymore.
These are true facts.
Okay. And it's like, okay, I made it all the way to gold by myself. I'm done.
Hooray!
Yay!
But we gotta start our LCS team, bro.
We're too old for that shit.
No, we're not.
We're not 14-year-old kids chilling in our.
Would you have liked to grow up in this society where you can be a pro gamer?
Well, I'm still technically growing up in that society.
No, but like, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to play one thing forever. Like, I think I told the story. I don't know if you were here, but one of my friends, his friend, like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
He's like a pro World of Warcraft player.
Yeah.
And he just fucking hates it.
Really?
Like, he took the thing he loved. And he has to play every day, 8 hours a day, even on weekends. And he just hates it now.
Does he get paid for it?
Yeah, he's on a team. Like, he goes to China and, like, competes in tournaments and stuff.
He hates it?
But, yeah, it's because it's just, you take the thing you love, you get too much of it.
That's crazy.
Right? And there's, like, so many, there's, it's not a game anymore, it's a job.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
Isn't that what Blaine was trying to do with Magic?
I think so.
Oh, but I love Magic. I can absorb myself in Magic for days.
We know.
But you're not at that
We're
level.
Aware.
You're not at the John Finkel level.
Oh, God. Speaking of, getting engrossed in something, Magic Mike XXL came out on Blu-ray and DVD. Did you go get that?
It's not on Crunchyroll.
It is, actually.
It's not.
It's also on Xvideos.
Is it actually?
No.
Just like that Dragon Ball Z movie?
Oh, God, man. Oh, jeez. I still haven't found it.
It's gone.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Is Dead Island any good?
Dead Island?
Yeah.
I heard it was good when it came out. What was the second one that came after it?
Dead Island 2?
Was it called Dead Island 2? Just straight Dead Island 2?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Riptide.
Riptide. I heard, like, I guess you could play Riptide. But the new game, the Dying Light, is pretty much the new zombie game. First-person zombie games that everybody's getting, so.
I don't think you can...
Is that on PS3?
Next gen, bruh.
No.
Oh, okay, then get Riptide.
Is Dragon Quest Inquisition good?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
I've only played the first one.
Could you play it on PS... Like, is it going to be that big of a difference on PS3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lols.
Then I get PS4.
No, dog.
Time to get a Wii U.
It got a price drop, so.
Yeah. Whole $20.
What?
Everyone is telling me that in Canada only got a price drop $20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how much was it supposed to be? 50?
Yep, 50.
Damn. That would make it, like, what? 350?
Yeah. $349.99.
Damn!
Oh, wait, how much are PlayStations here now?
I don't know.
Like, before the drop. Were they $399?
The drop.
I think so.
Oh, then that makes sense.
Yeah. Yo, is it worth it to get the Uncharted Collection, guy?
No.
Ooh, whoa.
Why do you want old games?
I don't know. It's remastered, no?
Who cares?
Have you played them?
No. Man, I saw this one scene where, like, there is a crate, and then it's, like, falling, and so are you, and then you grab the crate.
It's Indiana Jones, the game.
Oh, man, that looks cool.
But, yeah, like, you haven't played
them. Is there a lot of cool set pieces like that?
Yeah, that's all that game is.
Damn!
If you haven't played them, then sure.
Yeah, for real.
But if you've played them already, then...
I have not played them. I only played one, remember?
Then, yeah, go for it.
When do you meet Little Drake? Is that the second one or the third one?
Third one? That's where they have the Sully story, right?
Three.
Yeah, that's three.
Yep, that's certainly that one.
Alright.
Cool. Anything else you guys want to mention?
Nah, dog.
Nope.
No? Nothing? Sounds like you're going to say something.
I can't think of anything.
No?
I was trying to think of something, but I couldn't think of that.
Alright, cool.
Nah, dog.
Believe in, tell them where they can find us on the internet.
You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter and on iTunes. And yeah, where else? YouTube.
At what though?
At what?
Like we're on all these sites, but where? What is our name?
I don't know. Is it TNIAB?
You can find us on Twitter at TNIAB. You can email us at TNIAB.letters@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Three Nerds in a Basement.
Yeah, what he said. Man, you do just feel more than I do, right?
It's just three things. It's easy.
It's three things.
Yeah. That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
See you guys next week. What's next week? What are we doing next week?
Iron Blood Ghost. Orphans Volume 2.
Ghost!
Oh, you're going to be here for that?
Are you going to be here next week?
Yeah. At this point, we've just decided it's me and Anthony, and if you show up, it's like, hey, Blavin's here.
Third chair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be here next week, actually. Yeah, we'll see.
Figure something out.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we saw The Martian, but...
Yeah, it was great.
It was good.
It was a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was really good.
It was long.
It didn't feel long to me.
It was like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like 3 hours.
We got out of the theater like 1:30.
Whoa.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it was long. It was good. But yeah, that's it.
Yep.
See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.